Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, the World Heart Federation says a glass of wine per day is not good for you.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. What about a half bottle? Is that good
for
me?
Yeah, I know you. I know you got that covered, you know? Hey, look, the doctor has told me, Tony, I'm supposed to have red wine, at least a glass, like every other week.
Good.
And I never do it. I never do it.
Every other week? Every other week, one glass
or
of
every
red
week.
Wine? Tracy
every
and I
week.
Knocked off a bottle last night. Seriously, Tracy and I, bang, knocked off the bottle.
I can't
Welcome
do it.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Bills take on the Chiefs, the Rams take on the Bucks, and Penny Hardaway takes on the media.
Wow.
But we begin today with the number one seeds in the NFL playoffs. Both will play at home tomorrow. Tennessee will host Cincinnati. Green Bay will host San Francisco in what is forecast to be minus 10 wind chill. Wilbon, which number one seed is more likely to be upset?
Tony, I just don't see... I don't see either one of them, and I'm not certain about this. I guess it's the Bucks. I mean, I'm sorry. I guess it's Green Bay's not going to lose. I keep going back and forth with this. They're not going to lose with the temperatures like that at Lambeau. I just can't see that. I know there's a referendum it now seems on Aaron Rodgers. I think it's largely made up. I think we don't see the number one seeded team, and we forget, you know, because they have the bye week. How good those teams really are, because you had to be good to get the number one seed. So I guess I'm going to have to say that Tennessee is a little more vulnerable. We haven't seen Derrick Henry, though I expect him to be Derrick Henry, knocking people over and just like a bowling ball going through people, because I think he's going to have a lot of energy, unless there's something to that injury that we don't know. But I can't see. I think there is some pressure on Aaron Rodgers. I do. And the pressure is enough. You've done everything. You got all these MVPs. You got one trip to the Super Bowl. One trip. You know, I mean, come on. Yeah. I mean, Rex Grossman has that. He didn't win it, but he got there once. So I'm gonna say Tennessee. I don't know that I have full faith in either number one seed, but I don't see Green Bay losing at Lambeau.
So I'm gonna underline some of the things you're saying, because traditionally the number one seed in its first game wins. In the last 10 years, 16-4 for number one seeds in their first game. If I was betting on the points here and not an outright winner, just betting on the points, I don't think I would bet on Cincinnati with 3.5. I would be more inclined to bet on San Francisco with 5.5. I disagree with you in this regard. I think Tennessee is a clearly better team than Cincinnati. And I think Cincinnati has gotten as far as it ever dreamed of getting this year. And I don't think they're going to win. So by elimination, I'm going to have to say that Green Bay could be upset.
Wow.
And why would I think that?
Wow.
Well, San Francisco runs the ball well. They're physical. They hold the ball. They shorten the game. I think that means something. And also, earlier in the year, I believe that Green Bay had beaten San Francisco. And as we've seen with Georgia and Alabama the second time around, you know, the team that loses the first
the team
time
is countering
wins. And they got
a
really good
that.
Coach. I'm not picking them, but I'll tell you the thing about Rodgers that's interesting. And I find myself, even with everything that Roger said about being immunized, I have some history with him, and I root for him. And one of the reasons I root for him is this. I think he's too good to, as you say, only go to the Super Bowl once.
Yeah.
But, Mike, he throws more interceptions in playoff games
than
he does in the regular season.
Yeah, yeah.
He's 0-3 in the playoffs against San Francisco, most recently 2020. That matters. That's close enough. That's not like 2013.
No, that's
right. And of all the players in the top 10 of all-time wins, quarterbacks in playoffs, and Rodgers is in the top 10, he's got the third worst winning percentage ahead of only Brett Favre and Peyton Manning. Yeah. So I could see it. But I think they're both going to win.
I'm influenced by the fact that I watch all these games in Green Bay. I watch the Packers second most to the Bears over my lifetime, Tony. And I have a hard time. That's my bias. I have a hard time seeing him lose this one in conditions and having a little bit of pressure. But we'll see. And Garoppolo, let's move to Sunday and the game between the Bills and Chiefs. The Chiefs beat the Bills in last season's AFC Championship game, but Buffalo flipped that script in Kansas City week 5. They're both coming off convincing victories, Tone. So in which team do you have more confidence?
I have more confidence in Kansas City. They have won 10 of 11. 7 of those at home. 7-0 at home recently. That's why I have more confidence. And again, and I said this about the last game, Buffalo just beat them this year in Kansas City. This is the rematch, so I like Kansas City in that game. How do you beat Buffalo? We've had enough people tell us how you beat Buffalo. You don't let Josh Allen run. You make him beat you from the pocket. Okay, how do you beat Kansas City? You better tackle Mahomes in the way that Tampa Bay did in the Super Bowl. Get him down on the ground. Because if he runs, he is more evasive, obviously, than Josh Allen, because Josh Allen runs right up the middle on you. And he can deliver the ball while moving, I think, better than anybody in football today. So for all of these reasons, I'm going to go with Kansas City in this one.
I'm going to go with Kansas City for two reasons, one of which you mentioned. One, they get to counter whatever happened to them negatively in that game in week five. So they're making the adjustment. And like you, you know, maybe too much so, but I tend to favor when things are reasonably even, the team making the adjustment and fully capable of that with that coaching staff and that group of players. So I'm with you there. The other thing, Tony, we talk about Lambeau all the time, and there's lore. And it's the smallest city, perhaps, in all professional sports in North America and all that, blah, 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 blah. But let me tell you, you've been there. Kansas City is every bit the home field advantage that Green Bay is. Every bit. Yep. And so, I'm looking at that. I'm like, Kansas City's at home. They seem to be reasonably healthy. Unlike last year when their offensive line let them down, that doesn't seem to be a problem in this surge where they've won 10 of 11. And so, Tone, and Mahomes, it's not about, yes, it's about extending the plays, running to extend the plays. He doesn't have to do much with his feet. If he extends the plays and they don't get him on the ground for that reason, he'll pass you to death.
Yes.
Going to the sideline and evading people just by a little bit in the shimmy here. You know, it seems like he moves sometimes like Steph Curry. He could just sort of shake his shoulders and get rid of people. He's free.
I agree.
So I'm going to go with Kansas. Yep. And I don't think that Josh Allen can go back-to-back. If he goes back-to-back like that, God bless him, and he's going to be off on a rocket ship if he can put together a series of these games. But I'll go with the dynasty of one in this case.
Well, let me get to that, because if they were to get to the Super Bowl again, we would have to revisit that. And by we, I mean you.
No.
Like, you know, if you get to the Super Bowl three straight times,
no.
You can't just call somebody a dynasty of one, because when the Bills got their four straight, even when they lost, you had a lot of respect for the Bills.
And by the way, I have a lot of respect for KC, too, but not dynasty.
If Mahomes were to get there, he would join a very small group of quarterbacks to start in three straight Super Bowls.
Super Bowl.
Brady, and who am I leaving out? Jim Kelly. And that's all it would be. That's a pretty small list.
Wow.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
This leaves us now the Rams and the Bucks. Wilbon, do you lean toward the up and down Rams, or do you lean toward the injured but Super Bowl champions, Bucks?
Yeah, I don't even know how injured they are. Fournette practiced. You got the linemen who look like they're probably going to play. I think when guys start saying questionable and all that on the injury list, coaches like to parse words. I don't need that. I'm not going against Tom Brady. You're not going to make any money doing that. You're just going to look stupid doing that. And the Rams are not a super team. You know, like, there are times where you look at the team that has been to the Super Bowl several times, or they've got a great winner out there, and you say, you know what, I this guy can get overwhelmed. I don't see a team out there that can overwhelm Tom Brady, especially not playing, you know, the way that Brady has played at the end of the regular season and so far in a game in the playoffs. I don't see that, and I don't think you do either. Even though the Rams, is playing.
Yeah, that's right. If you ask me to pick one underdog who can win outright, this would be the game I would do it. And I respect what you said about Tom Brady. You have to be insane to bet against Tom Brady. What I would be betting against is the people around Tom Brady. I would say that Godwin isn't around him and Brown isn't around him. And I don't know if Fournette is going to be healthy. And on the front line, and I want to get their names right, Wirfs and the center, Ryan Jensen, I don't know if they're going to be healthy. And I'll say this, Mike. Right. If your offensive line isn't healthy protecting a 45-year-old quarterback, the team you don't want to play has Aaron Donald and Von Miller.
That makes you vulnerable. No, you don't.
All right? Now, my problem is twofold in picking the Rams. My problem is, number one, it's betting against Tom Brady, which, as we know, is crazy. And number two, they did play earlier this year, and the Rams won that game. And Matthew Stafford was great. He had four touchdown passes and no picks. Can he do that again? I don't know that he can do that again. But as you know, since I believe the date is March 18th, 2021, when the Rams traded Goff for Stafford, and I went on the show the next day and I said it's a Super Bowl team. Yep. So I'm stuck with them now. I'm stuck with them now.
Let me mention, before we close this segment, let me mention one thing to you that reminds me of. Remember how the Bulls, the Michael Jordan Bulls, would go deep in the playoffs and get to the finals and somebody was hurt. No, we don't know if B.J. Armstrong can play and Scottie's got a bad back and Stacey can't. And we hear all this, right? And Kukoc has an elbow. You know what happens for Brady and you know what happened for Jordan? All those guys realize the window they've got. And if they climb through it, they win a championship. And it reminds me of that with Jordan. All those guys. Didn't those guys always play? Yeah, they always played. Brady's guys.
Yeah.
They're going to play. Likely they're going to win.
Yeah, and Brady's going to play. And Brady's still great. He's great.
Yes.
Let's take a break. Coming up, what's the best word to describe Penny Hardaway's post-game press conference?
Woo! And that's the Edmonton Oilers have gone from magnificent to miserable. Why happened?
Yeah, but I can't. I just can't jump off the Rams today.
You shouldn't.
I can't.
No. That would be so weak.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time to get it on with Lexicon. What's first?
Penny Hardaway sounds blank.
All right, so we got to show this. Let's just run the tape of Penny Hardaway in his post-game press conference yesterday. Run the tape.
I think the one thing I can say to this media, because this media gets kind of up sometimes when it comes to me, we don't have our full roster. Y'all know we don't have our full roster. Stop asking me stupid questions about if I feel like I can do something. If I had my roster like they did, then I feel like I can do whatever I want to do. We have four freshmen starting. Come on, man. Stop disrespecting me, bro. Like, don't do that. I work too hard. I work way too hard for that. Y'all write all these bull articles about me, and all I do is work. We got young kids on the floor. They got young kids on the floor.
All right. My word is unglued. This happened after he lost at home to SMU. The record of Memphis now is 9-8, and they're 7th in their conference. Before the year started, he said he thought he could win the national championship. Well, it's not going to happen. I get this. COVID is running through college sports. Maybe he's lost people to COVID. He's got four freshmen out there, but they've got one and dones. He talks about the fact that they have to play against 23 and 24-year-olds this year. Next year in the NBA, to play against 33 and 34-year-olds. This is like John Calipari, Mike, where Calipari always says, I got a young team. They don't know how to play together yet. Give me a break. I get all of this. They haven't disrespected him.
And no, you don't get a break. This is what you set up. Look, I covered Penny Hardaway when he was playing with Shaq and beyond that. And Penny Hardaway, I think there's some resentment. My word's going to be on edge, Tony. I think there's some conditions there. Penny Hardaway would have been a top 75 player all time. Penny Hardaway might have been a top 30 player all time, but for the injuries that he suffered, injuries to his knees, and it's just too bad. Penny Hardaway would have been one of the all-time greats. And I think he put too much pressure on himself by talking about what they were going to do, which he never did as a player. He never did that. But he's talking about what they're going to do as a coach. He set up the players he recruits. So when you get one and done, like you mentioned with Coach Cal, and Cal won with him. Penny, you did this, dude. You gotta follow through here. Or don't put this pressure on yourself. Right. Don't do it. On edge.
The questions to him were legit. Next.
It's blank that the Edmonton Oilers have not won a game since December 18th.
It's remarkable. December 18th. That's more than a month ago. I got numbers here. Edmonton lost last night 6-0 at home to Florida. They started the season 9-1, Mike. Now they're 18-16-2, so they're 9-15-2 since then. It gets worse. They're 2-11-2 in their last 15, and in 10 of those 15, they've scored 2 goals or less. I mean, they got great goal scorers. They got Dreisaitl is the 3rd leading scorer in the league. They got Connor McDavid, the 4th leading scorer in the league. They've collapsed. You think Frank Vogel's in trouble? You think Mike McCarthy's in trouble? This guy's in trouble. Dave Tippett's in trouble.
Because in that sport, they will get rid of you between the first and second periods. They will get rid of you and not even look back. Not even, you know, send your furniture and your belongings in the box from your office. It's icon wasting that the Oilers have not won since December 18th. I know they haven't played a bunch of games. They played 7 games because it's so the COVID and the league sort of shut down for a while. And I get it, but it's still 0-7. 7-game losing streak. Tony, when you've got a great, great, great player in the NBA or the NHL, you have to win or get really close to winning all of it.
That's right.
Because
yes.
They will usher you out and you don't get this kind of time. They got not just McDavid, you mentioned other girls, Dreisaitl. They got great players and an icon. Great. And an icon. You got to win with him. You have to.
That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Jerry Jones says he has a lot of thinking to do about the Cowboys coaches.
You know what that means?
Oh,
come on. I called this on Monday. Chris Paul has done something extraordinary over his last 2 games. We'll tell you what it is because people ain't paying attention to the Suns anymore. Stupid on them.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 62nd birthday, Sidney Lowe. He's a local for us, Wilbon. Lowe and Derek Wittenberg were the backcourt at DeMatha High School, just outside Washington, D.C. They teamed up with Thurl Bailey, also from the D.C. area, went down to North Carolina State to play for Jim Valvano. With Lorenzo Charles and Cozell McQueen, they gave NC State the national championship over heavily favored Houston in 1983. Lowe played 4 seasons in the NBA as a reserve guard for 5 different teams, the Pacers, Pistons, Hawks, Hornets, Timberwolves. Lowe went into coaching after that. He never made the playoffs as a head coach at Minnesota and Memphis. His record was only 79-228, but his list of jobs is as long as your arm. Lowe has been an assistant 4 different times in Minnesota, twice in Detroit, once in Utah and Washington, and now in Cleveland. He also coached NC State for 5 years. Lowe has been gainfully employed as a basketball player and coach for nearly 40 years. He is a lifer.
Tony, if it sounds to our viewers like we really love and respect Sidney Lowe, it's because we do. And by the way, that NC State team, that team was as much about Washington, D.C., probably more so, than the great Georgetown and Maryland teams that actually play in the DMV. That team was motored by Washington, D.C., one of the great accomplishments for the DMV.
Not so happy anniversary, Jeff Van Gundy. On this day 25 years ago, just after Van Gundy had called Michael Jordan a con man for acting friendly to opponents to give them a false sense of comfort in games against him, Jordan went 51 on 18 of 30 shooting to lead the Bulls over Van Gundy's Knicks. And Jordan took every opportunity to glare at and shout at Van Gundy after each made basket. And this game became known as the con game. Here's what Van Gundy said the day before this game. Quote, "I admire him for it. He uses everything he has to his advantage, whether psychological or physical. He cons them by inviting them to his movies. He cons them with the commercials. He pretends to enjoy guys, like them, and befriend them. And all he wants to do is win. The best players in the league and all the coaches realize what he does. Everyone knows it's true," unquote. And it was true. After the game, Bulls coach Phil Jackson said, quote, "It was probably a tactical mistake by the coach of the Knicks to attack Michael in the press," unquote, which is also true.
Tony, you love those days as much as anybody. And you know I do. The other night, sitting here in the studio, Mike Greenberg, who was covering the Bulls back then in Chicago, we started reminiscing about how much we miss it, how there's nothing like it today. And we talked for about half an hour about all these ins and outs and fights and beefs, and nothing was better than that. And Phil Jackson's line was so great. It was.
Happy trails, Naomi Osaka. Osaka, the defending Australian Open champ, knocked out today by American hopeful Amanda Anisimova. I hope I got that right. 7-6 in the third. Quote, "I fought for every point. I can't be sad about that. I can't win every match," Osaka said after losing to the unseeded and 60th ranked Anisimova. Osaka continues to play tennis, which is a hopeful sign after her well-documented mental health issues that prompted her to take a break from the sport last year. Quote, "I know there are days when I'm going to have bad days and days when I'm going to have great days," unquote, Osaka said. Anisimova will now play world number one Ashley Barty on Sunday. Barty has held service now in 57 consecutive service games. In other Aussie Open news, American Jessica Pegula, daughter of Kim and Terry Pegula, who own the Buffalo Bills, advanced to the fourth round, and she wrote in magic marker on an on-camera, on-court camera thing, "Bills, you're next."
Tony, I'm just glad to hear from my favorite player, Naomi Osaka, that she just sat there and said, "I'm going to give it my best every point all year. That's what this is about." And I just thought this is great because I want to see Naomi Osaka get back to that point again. It's good for tennis. It's good for sports.
Let's go to the big finish quickly.
Let's
Jerry Jones told 105.3 The Fan, quote, "I've got a lot to think about regarding these coaches." Whoa, what does that mean to you?
Corner office, clean it out. That's what it means to me. The Giants hired Bill's assistant, GM Joe Shane, to be their general manager. Is he a good choice?
It'd be a good choice if he brings Josh Allen somewhere down the road. Giants need a quarterback. The Suns beat the Mavs. Is that significant?
This is. Chris Paul has 23 assists and zero turnovers in the last two games. Wake up and pay attention to the Suns, people. The NBA fined Nets assistant David Vanterpool, my man, 10 grand, for interfering with that play the other night. Is that enough? You want more?
I would have suspended him one game, but I know you said it's not a federal case. I sort of thought it was. He hit the ball. Last one, Indiana upset fourth-ranked Purdue. Is that significant?
I thought you were going to say Indiana upset Golden State. Yes, my man Woody beating Purdue like that for the Hoosiers. That is a big deal, Tony. Big night in the state of Indiana. Hoosiers, nice for them.
We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. Ron DiGiovanni Sr., happy birthday.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can see Greeny, Stephen A., Jalen, and me duke it out on Countdown at 7 Eastern.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.